Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
McFarlane, the best energy I'm going to say in the world. Shout out to them for being the sponsor to the Bradfoe Show. This is Coop. Rob is going to be celebrating the wonderful marriage of his daughter. Special occasion. He's going to be having a good time up in Vermont. With our good friends up in Vermont with the maple syrup. But I know they're going to treat him right. He's going to have a good time. Shoot him off a tweet this weekend. Just start bombarding him with congratulations just out of the blue. Maybe like Saturday morning. So if you're listening to this right now, fire off a tweet to Rob just being, you know, like, congrats, you're the man. You're going to do awesome. Best of luck, whatever. But again, all best of luck to him and his family, the Bradfoe family. But we've got some Trevor story sound bites out of the clubhouse from the first game of the Red Sox Yankees series. Trevor was talking about some of the injuries that he's been dealing with this season. He's had a tough bout, whether that be lower body or upper body, or dealing with his past surgeries. It hasn't been the ideal season for him, and when he has been healthy, it's been fun to watch him. He's an incredible defender. We've always been told that the last couple of years when you've talked about the best shortstops in the league, you've talked about both Xander and Trevor Story being at the top of that just because of their war. But Trevor Story always kind of edging him out among analysts just because he has that better glove. And it's cool to see him on that second base side, seeing him work up the middle with Xander and that synergy. Would I like to see that continue? Heck yeah. That would be nice. Haim, our former guest, if you haven't listened to that this past week, we had Haim on, and maybe that's something that can work out. I don't know. Listen to the interview. See what you think from that. Gave some great answers to Rob. But having Trevor on this team, I think, is going to be very important just moving forward with everything, especially heading into next year. I do think Haim's going to be a spender this year after some of the stuff that's been coming out. Kike had mentioned that he promised that the team's going to be much better. He had told Rob, we're now in a position with stability in the farm system to maybe make those more risky deals that you meet. You know, he mentioned Mookie Betts wasn't the time to make that risky deal. It is what it is. Maybe I agree with that. I don't. Just because he panned it out, I'll elaborate on that. But the thing is I think he's going to be a spender. I don't think Aaron Judge type spender. But if we can start complementing those pieces that we have right now, and if those pieces can stay healthy, it'll be good. And some of the conversation that Trevor was talking about with the media scrum, Trevor was placed on the IL. That brought up Bobby, but you're obviously now looking at, is he going to be able to finish the season? Just because by the time he comes off that IL, or if he does come off the IL, the season will still be going on. So we'll see what ends up happening there. I think it's just better to just shut him down. Just start working towards next year, getting healthy, doing everything that you can to, you know, be the player that you can be and consistently be that player. Because that's the thing that's lacked this entire season is consistency amongst the players. And you turn that around, it's a good team. It's that 2021 team. And it was fun to watch. I want fun baseball. But anyways, enough of the intro. Here's Trevor Story talking about some of that injury and IL up. And don't forget, because we're going to end it here. I'm going to play you out with this nice interview. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, subscribe on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Megaphone. We're out there. You subscribe, you get a little alert in the morning or in the evening when we drop these podcasts. If anything, you're only helping yourself out. And it also helps us out. So help me help you. Appreciate it. Peace out. Trevor Story, take it away.
Yeah, I'd say just, you know, a little more frustrating than anything. Just kind of been, you know, frustrated with the hand injury as well, and then, you know, the heels. So, you know, we're doing all we can. We're, you know, we're not skipping any steps, and just, you know, it's not ready. So, simple as that.
What is the issue exactly? What do you mean? What do you feel? Alex mentioned that you feel sometimes when you run more so than in the field or at the plate. Just how do you describe
it? Yeah, it's really about running. Obviously, that's a big part of my game, you know. You know, speed and just using my kind of athleticism, you know, jumping and running. Those are a couple things that kind of get it, you know, with the, you know, right on the heel contusion. Just really putting, you know, a lot of force into that is when I, you know, feel it and, you know, I got to back off on that. So, yeah, just like I said, you know, want to be able to get out there and play the way that I know I can play. And, yeah, just, you know, given right now and how it's progressed, that's not the case.
Do you have yourself a shutdown for the season now, or are you, you know, what did the Alligators do? Like, maybe a couple, two or three games?
Yeah, I don't think we've made that decision yet of shutting it down totally. You know, I think if I'm able to play, you know, then I think, you know, I can play. And that's kind of how I've always attacked this game. I know how special it is, you know, to play. So, yeah, if I'm able to do it, you know, when I'm eligible to come off, then,
Is it surprising at all, I guess, that, like, you had the hand injury, you felt like you, like, they said, oh, that might be a couple days, and it turns into IL stint, and this one, said, oh, it might be a couple days, and it turns into IL stint. Like, how frustrating is it to have that sort of, you know, that cycle of ebbs and flows and highs and lows?
Yeah, you know, I think, like we talked about with the hand, you know, you know, just when you can have a plan and, like, really lock in on it, then, you know, you can go at it, you know, full force. And, you know, both of these injuries, it's been, that we're trying to be able to stay on the field. And that's, you know, that's been my calling card, and that's what I take a lot of pride in. And, so, yeah, I think that was kind of the progression is, you know, we thought it might get well, you know, sooner, and we did the thing, we did all we could to try to get out there and play and avoid the DL, but yeah, obviously in both of those cases that just not ready.
You were probably playing your best of the season. And you got this last injury that kind of gets up late.
Yeah, no, it does. Just feeling like, you know, got in a pretty good groove, I thought. And, yeah, but, you know, injuries are a part of this game. Sometimes, you know, these years happen, but we'll try to avoid these as much as possible.
As a fan of the game, you know, your focus is obviously competing, beating your opponent, but how much, what stands out about what you're seeing from Judge? Like, how much, as a fan of the game, do you, like, kind of marvel at what he's doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's special. You know, it's a special season. He's, you know, it seems like he's done it from the very beginning, and, you know, everyone, you know, talks about expected this and expected that, but, you know, he's done it for, like, all year. I think that's what stands out the most is the consistency in which he's done it. Yeah, it's, I think it's really, really good for the game, really cool, you know, that he's having this type of season. When pitching is, you know, at the level that it's at right now, I think that's what also makes it really special. And, but yeah, hoping that we get four wins here. Yeah.
Crazy to see a guy hitting 60 in a year when no one else is, you know, when you have one other guy hitting 40, though. Like, I assume, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, he's been on that type of run, you know. He's obviously, you know, really dialed in. His game plan, his swing, you know, it seems like he's been clicking on all cylinders for all year. And you get a guy like that, you know, plus power and, you know, really good discipline. And I think this is, you know, obviously one of the best seasons of all time.
plus plus might be selling him short.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.